Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
How important is marriage? And there was an interesting story on Mumsnet, which is a great site, by the way, for these kind of interesting dilemmas and social issues that happen in society. But have a listen to this. So my boyfriend of almost 10 years, who I live with and have two lovely children, does not believe in marriage. This wasn't made clear to me until a few days ago when we were talking about it. I just kind of assumed we would get married at some point, given the circumstances. I've never been a massive marriage advocate per se, but I can't help but feel really depressed and down about it. Like, he doesn't want me or take our relationship seriously enough. I know that may sound silly since we have children together, but I can't help now but feel this way. There's this feeling of rejection, like the man I love doesn't love me enough to marry me. I communicated this with him and he turned around and said that his not believing in marriage is not personal and that he felt a little offended because I seemed more bothered about the marriage than just being with him. But that's not the case. I just believe in marriage and what it stands for. And I want to legalize our relationship. I must add that he's a great dad and we have a healthy relationship otherwise. Am I being stupid? Any advice would be greatly appreciated. It's a really interesting one and something I talked about the other night in RTÉ and the Cutting Edge, coincidentally enough as well, about marriage and how important it is nowadays, the family and marriage and everything that goes along with it. And what do you think of this person's situation? How would you feel if you were with somebody and they said, well, look, I don't really want to get married. I just, you know, let's live together. Sure, it's grand. And statistically, actually, it's becoming more and more common. Now, most people do get married still, most couples, but a lot of couples don't. They don't see the importance of marriage, even with children. So let's look at the situation. She has children, two lovely children, according to her. Relationship's in good stead. They get on well together. They obviously have a home. You know, it's a really healthy relationship. He's a great dad. So everything is great, except she wants to get married and he doesn't. He doesn't believe it's necessary. I mean, would marriage be important to you? As we know, marriage is changing in Ireland. More and more couples are now choosing not to get married, to simply cohabitate, because they say they don't need a piece of paper or a ring to solidify the relationship. However, others will say that marriage is a legal commitment. I suppose some sort of security for the children and for the family and for their mother and father. That means the relationship is set in stone, I suppose. I want to know what you think of this person's situation. Would you be annoyed if your partner told you they didn't want to get married? Is marriage important? Is that really what's important in a relationship? I'm going to nail my colours to the mast here and I'm going to say yes, it is. I believe it is. I believe you're not committed to a relationship if you don't want to get married. Now, I know people can say, well, what about the cost? You don't have to have the cost if you don't want to. You just go to a registry office. I think it's only about 100 quid. So you don't need a wedding. So leave aside, when you're thinking about this question, leave aside the big day. We've talked about the big day before. That's nice. But that's not what marriage is about. Marriage is not about the big day. Although for a lot of people, particularly women, I suppose, the big day is important. But leave aside in your thought the big day. Talk about the commitment of marriage, the tradition. Forget about the religious occasion, because it doesn't have to be religious. More and more marriages are not religious, they're civil marriages. So forget about that for the moment. We're talking about the tradition of marriage, the legalisation of your relationship. Is it important? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. So just, let's do a little poll, by the way. Is marriage important if you're in a steady relationship with children? Yes, you believe it is, or no, you don't believe it's that important. Let me know what you think. 087-188-0008. Just WhatsApp or text a yes or a no. Let me go to Donna. Donna, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
How are you doing, Donna? Is marriage important?
Good. I think it is.
Why is it important?
Every relationship goes through stages. You know, you have the meet and greet, then you have the, you know, the romance period, and then you have, you move in together, then you have the baby, and the next logical step, well, for me anyway, would be to get married. And I married the last 9 years. And I don't regret a day of it. And we didn't. Like, I was the type of girl that didn't want the big wedding. Didn't want, you know, it was the opposite. He wanted to do it. He said, you know, you're going to have your day. You're going to be a princess. I was like, no, not really. I'd rather go to a wedding in the tooth. You know what I mean? I'm not,
let's just go to Marbella instead. Yeah.
That's it. Like, you know, go get married. I just felt, you know, it was the next logical step. I don't go to mass every week, but I just felt it was nice to get married.
And what was it for you? What does it mean for you? Commitment? Did it mean commitment?
It solidified my relationship to him, to be honest. You know, I know a lot of people say it's a cliche that things change when you're married, but it definitely did. No one will understand what it means until you actually
Do you think from the day after you were married, you kind of felt like Mrs. Whoever it was, and you kind of felt different in some way? You felt like you needed to take this more seriously.
Exactly. You kind of turn around and go, well, you're doing it for yourself. I know people are saying it's not fair on the children, but you kind of, if you're doing it for yourself, you know, go and do it. You know, don't just do it because you have kids or, you know, you think it's the next, but if you feel like you want to do it, go and do it, because it's the best step you'll ever take.
I mean, and in saying that as well, when you do have kids, and a lot of people have the kids nowadays before they get married as well, but when
well,
you
we
do,
did as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That's okay. But when you're doing it as well for your children, I think it gives your children a strong foundation. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm a bit old-fashioned and conservative.
It does, you know, because my kids often see, you know, girls and, you know, kids around the area that their parents wouldn't be married. And they were like, oh, but my mommy is married to my daddy, you know. And I just think it's nice. And the fact that they were present at the wedding was even nicer for them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so you know, were they a page boy and page girl or something like that at the wedding? No,
it's kind of different, because remember I was telling you my husband is Romanian, so it was a different kind of.
Oh, what's the tradition like? What's the Romanian tradition for marriage? Is it different?
You have godparents present at your wedding in Romania. They're called Nash and Nash.
Right. Nash, okay.
And they're kind of like your spiritual guidance. If you haven't, you know, the way if you're having problems in your marriage, before you'd seek counselling outside, you'd go to your godparents for spiritual advice and, you know, guidance. And sometimes they come to you.
Right,
and
okay.
Their marriage might be the best.
All right, okay. So you don't regret a day, but you get on great. That's wonderful, and I'm delighted to hear that.
Don't get me wrong. We have our arguments like every normal couple. Like,
well, look,
feel like tearing the hair out of each other every now and again. But
as I said, nobody walks down the aisle planning on getting divorced. I mean, that's not the way it happens.
No.
I mean, these things unfortunately happen in life. But you and by the way, from a legal point of view, if you're living with somebody for 10 or 15 years legally, and you have kids, you still have to technically get separated through the state, divide the assets, all that kind of stuff.
The such thing as common law. Now, you
that's
know,
right,
and all
yeah.
this stuff has to be, you know, and the minute you're with someone, I know you're saying this, I mean, we have a house together, and, you know, if I leave him, because the house wasn't in both our names when we got it before we got married, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that we won't get an equal part.
Oh, no, you will get equal parts.
You know, you will.
Yeah, of course you would, yeah, absolutely.
You know, but I don't think, like, in respect to that girl, I think that if he loves her enough and she says she's in a steady enough relationship for, she should approach the situation maybe with a different aspect, not just that it's a piece of paper.
Is it a bit insulting to her?
It is, yeah.
I mean, like, I mean, if you had gone, you know, to your partner at the time and said, listen, I really think we should solidify this, we should sort this out, you know, make some sort of commitment here, let's get married. And he said, no, Donna, I'm not really into that. You know what I mean? We don't need that. It's grand. You'd have been a bit insulted, would you?
Absolutely. Like, I'd hurt more than anything else. Not insulted.
Yeah, because you're saying to yourself, what difference does it make? So we're going to be together forever anyway, so what difference does it make? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think it's actually nice when you take your partner's name or your partner takes your name, depending on what way you want to go. But, I mean,
What way did you go, by the way? Because he's Romanian. Did you take his name?
He wants to take my name because his name is Gabriel. He wants to be called Gabriel Bourne.
Oh, right. Right. Okay.
No,
so you're married to Gabriel. All right. There we go. Roll it there. All right. We'll stay there.
Yeah, that's it. Or Gabriel Bourne, the actor, he wants to be called.
Oh,
so
Gabriel
like,
Bourne. All right. Okay. Okay. Well, stay there, Donna. Let me go to Diane.
I want to be his name. So I took his name.
Okay. Well, hang on for a second, because Diane, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Diane?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Is it Diane or Diana?
Diane.
Okay. Yeah. Diane, I mean, do you think marriage is important?
Yes and no. It is important, but I think the couple have to have that conversation before it kind of gets too late. So the girl who's texted in, I mean, I was listening and I just thought, why didn't they have this conversation before? I mean, they have two kids, they have their house together, they have a life together, presume they get on very well together. Mm-hmm. Why would they not have had a conversation before, and why is she disappointed about it? Because if it never came up in conversation...
Well, maybe it just
maybe she
it did come she up in conversation. Yeah,
but you see,
she was going to get married.
Yeah, but look, men and women are very different. To be honest with you, so you have to.
Well, we know that unless we take them by the hand down the aisle, they're not going to move, are they?
Yeah, but like for me, see, that wouldn't bother me at all because I'm single at the moment, and when I meet someone, it is a conversation I will have with them. Now, I'm not saying I'm...
Not on the first date, obviously.
One day.
Could you imagine that on the first date? So, are you interested in marriage? Whoa! I'm out of here.
Gone for the door.
To be honest, I'd probably be the one that was gone quicker than him, but it wouldn't bother me, but it's definitely something, like, for example, I don't want children, so if I met somebody and they wanted kids, I'd be like, sorry, no, I'm not the right person for you. You'll have to find someone else. And I wouldn't change my mind on that.
But you're saying, yeah, but hold on. A lot of women feel that way. And a lot of men feel that way, by the way, when you meet them first or, you know, in their earlier years. And then they change their mind. So people do change. So you might meet somebody and, you know, you're after, you know, a year or so, you say, you know, does marriage something that interests you? And they go, ah, not really, no. I should look, we're together. We love each other too. Who cares? And that's great. And then maybe 4 or 5 years down the road, a child comes along. And maybe, you know, the woman or the guy says, look, I really want to make a commitment here. I'd love to get married. Do you understand what I'm saying? So they expect the other person to change with them.
Well, yeah, but that might happen. It might not happen. I mean, you don't, but you have to have the conversation because, I mean, people aren't psychic. You can live with people for years and still not know them.
Why wouldn't he marry her? Why not?
That's what I'm thinking.
Why does he have to marry her, though?
I'm asking, here's the question. Why not? I mean, if it's not that important or if it's not such a big deal, I'm assuming when he's in love with her, he's telling her that he wants to be with her for the rest of his life. Otherwise, there's no point in her being with him. So why not just get married? What's the difference?
I just think it's a big fuss, really. I mean, he has the house with her. He has the children with her. That's a bigger commitment.
No, it's not really.
Not really. No. It has to just break the mortar.
No, but the children, you can't hand back your children. But do you know what I mean?
Well, a lot of men do.
That's
a different topic, yeah. But, I mean, for me, as I said, it wouldn't bother me in the slightest. If I meet someone and they say, look, I really want to get married, I'll be like, okay, I'll think about it. But I wouldn't go into it and say, look, we're together a year, and if I'm not married by year two, that's the end of it. I wouldn't do it, but I'd have the conversation. Yep.
You just have to answer that question there, saying about why didn't she have the conversation before? She never felt it before. Now that she, you know, maybe she's in the relationship 10 years, she's kind of saying, well, the next logical step for us, I want to get married. I want to be committed to you. He wants to be, you know, why won't you commit to me?
Yeah, but
that's what I'd be asking.
But again, if you want to have children, surely they thought about the having children. That didn't just happen.
Honestly, I didn't when I had my first relationship. I had a child in my first long-term partner. I wasn't thinking about marrying him. I explained to Niall with my husband, it was completely different.
It was a different type of love.
Did you have that conversation? When you met your current husband, did you know, that's it, I'm going to marry this guy? Did you have that conversation?
No, none of us did. We both knew that. You know, my husband often says to me, he wished he met me earlier in life, you know, that maybe he wouldn't have the, you know, our kids outside of marriage, because he has a girl from another relationship and I have a son from another relationship. You know, they're all with us, but, you know.
This sounds like a love story.
It kind of is. Like, he's kind of saying he'd have loved to meet me in, you know, 96, 97, when we were both kind of in our teenage years.
Yeah. And you're lying in bed at night and he's going, I'd love to build a time machine so I could go back and meet you.
You wouldn't believe it. Like, seriously, men can be really stuffy.
No, I know how you feel. I know how you feel, you know, because, I mean, I was married for 25 years. My marriage broke up there about 2.5 years ago and I met somebody a few months later and I'm with her now and she's the most amazing, wonderful person and it feels completely different. So I know how you feel.
It's mad, isn't it? It's like you get a different... And I'm sure he's a lot happier now without, you know, my ex is a lot happier without me, you know.
Okay, but getting back to... See, Diana, this is what confuses me about the story, right, is that, you know, if he's that much in love with her and they have kids together and she loves him, and there's no doubt the two people, when they love each other, they feel that mutual respect and love and they want to be with each other forever. Mm-hmm. What difference does it make? Why would he refuse her?
I think it's a symbol of her love. It's a symbol, you know, that you commit to that person for the rest of your life.
It's not going to do him any harm. It's only a day off work to go to a registry office if it came to it. Do you know what I mean?
Not unless he goes into a church and he goes on fire, you know what I mean? But that's
But I mean, you don't know, like, she doesn't go into details, obviously, but I mean, something may have happened to his, you know, I don't know, his parents, or maybe he might have experienced something that was bad, I don't know.
But okay, well, hang on a second. Just let me bring Fiona in on this as well, because Fiona, how you doing? Hello, Fiona, are you there? We lost Fiona. She just dropped there. Okay, let me go to Valerie. I think it is. I go to Valerie because I think Valerie has an opinion on it as well. Valerie on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Valerie?
Hi, I'm good. How are you, Niall?
Good, Valerie. Is marriage important?
I think it's hugely important. So I'm divorced.
Right, okay.
I think if you make the commitment to have children together, I think that if one person wants to marry, hopefully the conversation would happen before you even have the children. I find it strange that it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think you kind of have one leg out the door if you have children with somebody and you don't want to marry if you're dead against it.
There's something wrong, I think.
It's more of a commitment, yes. I think it's much more of a commitment. I know marriages break down, as I said, I personally experienced it myself.
Well, but you didn't get married to get divorced,
absolutely,
if you know what I mean.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Not at all. You get married, you think you're going to grow old together, and you have this fairy tale in your head, but sometimes things happen in life,
yeah, of course,
and that just
yeah.
doesn't happen, as you know. But I do think as well that it makes a difference legally when you're married. If anything happens, you know, if you're widowed or, you know, property rights and everything, I think it's less complicated if you're married in our country than if you haven't got that commitment.
I think so, yes.
If we're just partners. So for that alone, for the security of your partner and your children, I think that's something to take into consideration. But I personally, if it was me and I had children with somebody and they didn't want to marry me to kind of cement that commitment, I would worry about that. To me, there's a question mark over that relationship.
Yeah, you know, I think if somebody has a fear of commitment.
Different.
Sorry, Diane?
If both people don't want to do that, that's fine. Do you know what I mean? But if one person wants to do it and a conversation happened prior to the marriage, you know, to the children, and one person has changed their mind and doesn't want to actually make that extra commitment, I would question it.
See, Diane, I'm kind of agreeing with both Valerie here and also Donna. I do believe it's important. I really, really do think. Don't get me wrong. My marriage broke up 2.5 years ago, but I didn't plan for it to break up, by the way. But I mean, we were together for 25 years, and I think marriage. You know, sometimes you go through difficult times in your life, and I think marriage can sometimes keep you together. I know that sounds bizarre.
No, don't get me wrong. I'm not against marriage. I love. Like, I think it's fantastic if it works for both people. And I've a load of friends who are married, and I love going to weddings. I love them. I think they're fantastic. And then I have friends on the other side as well who aren't married, who don't want to get married, but they're fine together. You know, they've been together for years. They're happy. And that works as well. I think it has to work for the couple. You know what I mean? If one is pushing one way and one is the other, it's not going to work at all. That's the problem.
Yeah, I mean, somebody sent a text in and says, any partner that won't commit, just run. The questions will always be there, why he or she wouldn't commit. And tell Niall he was great on the Cutting Edge the other night. Well, we did actually talk about this on the Cutting Edge the other night. I talked about, you know, my view on the family, and I believe that marriage is important not just for the two people, but for the family, because the family is a unit. And I think that unit is cemented with marriage. I personally just believe it. I'm not religious, by the way, at all. I don't even believe in God. But I think it's about a legal commitment, just... A legal commitment. Let me just go to Fiona as well. Fiona, you're on Classic Kids. How are you, Fiona?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Is marriage important, Fiona?
No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
Right, okay. Why?
I just think, well, myself and my partner, we're due to get married this year.
Okay.
It's never something I've ever wanted. It's never something I aspire to, you know, the big day, anything like that. And I cancelled it. Because it's just not something I want. And it's just...
And why not? And who did your partner want
it? He does.
So why won't you get married to him?
It's just not me. I just don't feel like we have to do that next step. We are committed to each other. We've been a long time.
But you're
kids together.
You may be committed in a relationship and you have kids together and everything else.
Yeah.
But I suppose you could say you're not legally committed.
But why do I have to be legally committed? I know I'm committed.
Oh, you don't have to be.
And I know he's committed to me. I don't need any court to tell me that that's how it's to be. Like.
Sorry, Donna?
That if it goes wrong, you find out the answer as to why it's an advantage to be legally committed. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you see, yeah, we have a house together, we have 3 kids together. You know, we have
you'd find out if you had to go through the legal system, the difference, though. It does make a difference if you
go through the legal system trying to get divorced, and it's just as stressful.
Oh, it is, yeah.
It's so stressful.
It is, but... It is. You know, at the end of the day, the division of property, there's a lot of women, too, can. If you have children, you can be left without your home, too, if you haven't secured yourself legally.
Well, because when you're together a certain amount of time, you're legally entitled to whatever you know, a house.
Yeah, well, and the very fact you have kids gives you some sort of...
Home,
yeah, look, the kids certainly come into it from a legal point of view. As a lawyer always said to me, the money follows the children.
It's something terrible. Like, I've seen divorces that have really affected children. My own parents got divorced.
Well, separation. I don't think the divorce affects children. I think separation and couples breaking up affects children. There's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. But what I'm thinking, how far did you go, by the way, in the preparations for the wedding? Had you got the venue and everything booked?
We had the venue and all booked, and I cancelled it, and then I told him I cancelled it. But he was fine, really.
He was fine with it?
Yeah, he was fine. He understands. Like, he's completely
I wouldn't have been fine with it now.
Well, he's fine. He knows what we're committed to is rearing our kids to be the best human beings they can be on this earth, and
did he get down on his? Did he get down on his knee and ask you to marry him and all that kind of stuff?
No, he didn't. Right. It was a joke.
Right. Okay. But you had the hotel booked. You had the plans.
We did. We had the money paid off. We had photography.
Oh, jeez. Are you mad?
No, I just couldn't cope. I couldn't even cope with the thoughts of it. I couldn't cope with the whole.
You're in the relationship already. Why? You're just solidifying what you have.
No, I just don't want to do it. I don't need to solidify anything. I'm happy. The two of us are very happy. Like, we are happy.
Do you know something? I'd love to know, later on in life, in your elder years, if you do decide eventually to get married, you will see the difference.
I was anti-marriage
with my first long-term partner, 15 and a half years.
A lot of the time, and I love going to weddings, and all my sisters and my brothers got married, you know.
Just wasn't for you.
The second time. Like, it's grand, and you said it's here and all that, but it just wasn't that for me.
Okay, but do me a favour, stay there, please, if you can, Fiona and Donna. Let me just take a quick break. Loads and loads of people texting in, by the way. I didn't know so many people were interested in this topic. But is marriage important? Certainly it is not a topic we would have discussed 20 years ago in this country, because everybody would have just come out and said, of course it is, you have to get married, everybody gets married. But nowadays, more and more couples are not getting married. They're just living together with their children, and they believe that's fine. I want to know if you think it's okay, because this particular message that was on Mumsnet, this woman is offended because she wants to get married. She has two children. They have a house. They're in a happy relationship. Very similar, I suppose, in some sense to Fiona. And he has said, no, I don't want to get married. And she's really hurt by this. I wonder if Fiona's partner hurt. Maybe not. Maybe he's okay with it. As she said herself, he seems okay with it. Is marriage important? Noreen, you're on Classic Kids. How are you, Noreen?
Hiya, how are you?
Good. Noreen, how long are you with your partner?
15 years.
Jeez, you think you'd do the decent thing, wouldn't you? Is he doing the decent thing?
He is, yeah.
All right, so when is the decent thing happening?
3 months.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
And okay, so here's the question. And people who are living together are going to say to you, Asha Noreen, why bother?
I suppose it just solidifies everything. Like, yeah, we already act like we're married. We have the house. We have all that kind of stuff that goes together. We get on really well. We kill each other as well.
Yeah.
But it's just that, you know, that they're there, and I can't wait to be his other half. And I was actually very surprised at how excited he is about the prospect of it. It might have taken him a while to come round.
Right. Yeah. Oh, why has the conversation come up a lot in the last 15 years?
It has, yeah.
And who was he kind of against it? Or...
Well, not against it, but just didn't see the point. We were happy as we were and just didn't see why we needed to change it. And I suppose it probably would have been a conversation with me, and as all my friends started to get married and have kids and have families and settle down and do all the grown-up things. But then from our parents as well, and my grandmother, who was alive at the time, was over the moon, and was like, I was getting very worried that nothing was going to happen, because that's her generation. And
of course, yeah.
It has changed an awful lot since then. But
is that a good thing that people are not getting married anymore? I don't think it's a good thing.
Not that they're not getting married, but I suppose I think people are more sure now. Like, I mean, I know there's all these pre-marriage courses and all of this, but to be fair, after 15 years with him, if I don't know him by now, inside and out...
You're not going to know him.
I'm never going to know him. And obviously, people change over the years, and I've changed over the years, but he's made me more confident in myself.
Mm-hmm.
I know he is my backup. I know that no matter what happens, he has my back. And that means a lot to know that... And I know growing up, obviously, you have your parents, and they do that to you as a kid. As an adult, to know that no matter what, warts and all,
he'll support you.
Bad times, he has my back.
Right, okay. And that's why you think it's important then to solidify that from a legal point of view.
I do, yeah. Because I suppose it just, in both of your minds then, you're that unit, you're that team. And
it took him long enough, mind you, 15 years. I'm joking. Sorry, Nori, Donna, how long were you together again before you got married?
We were together 4 years before we got married.
Right,
you see, we were sorry that we didn't do it before then, because my mom passed away and his mom passed away in the meantime.
Right, okay. But I suppose...
And,
I think they were both very young. Yeah, the advice always is, but I suppose, wait a little while, you know. I mean, don't get me wrong, I suppose for a lot of people, when you feel that love and that passion and everything else, you know, it is instant and you do want to marry the person. I think you have a very good... I think generally our instincts are right.
Very good.
You know what I mean? And you do want to marry that person.
But it's not only that. I mean, if you're not getting married in this day and age, all you're teaching your kids is, you know, that nothing is sacred, you know. And I mean, you're going to teach a generation of kids coming through that bed hopping is okay. And, you know, going from one parent to another is okay. And you're going to have more widespread of diseases. And, you know, it's just, for me, it just...
Jeez, we're going a whole different direction there now altogether, yeah.
No, you know what I mean? Like,
no, you're right. No, but you are right.
One person, you
know? I think it is very... to communicate that message to children that a marriage is about the unity of two people, and I'm not being all religious again because I'm not religious, but about the unity of two people, you know, in the eyes of the law. I think it's really important. I think you're 100% right. I think you're sending a very bad message to your children if mommy and daddy are just living together in some sort of casual way. I personally believe that. Now, I know there's a lot of people who might not agree with me, but I think it's a good influence on children.
It is, definitely.
Okay,
to have parents united, it is, definitely.
Okay, well, just let me just go to Cara before I go to the break. Cara, you're on Classic Kids. How are you, Cara?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Well, when you met your partner, but he's now your husband, you had no intention of getting married.
No, none whatsoever. It wasn't anything that was on my radar. Now, I'm a little bit older than, you know, your average person getting married. I'm in my 40s.
Okay, that's no harm.
When I was 20, I got engaged, and that kind of ended in, it wasn't a disaster, but the guy I was with ended up going back to his ex-girlfriend, and they got, once we split up, he was back with her within 3 weeks, and they were married within the year.
All right, so that was destined, you know, not to work, wasn't it?
That was the reason behind me not being anyway interested in...
So was there a fear then?
Married, so.
Was there a bit of a fear, was it?
Absolute, yeah. Absolute fear and mistrust, you know.
Yeah.
But it all depends on the person that you're with. Because my husband was married twice before I met him.
Right.
You know? He was separated at the time when I met him, and I'd say about... He was going through the process of the divorce for the second marriage. And he had said to me he had absolutely no intention of getting married. And I said, that's grand. That's not
and you said to him, to her, time lucky. <It's>, no.
Yeah, that's what he keeps saying all the time. So it really does depend on the person. And I think if someone doesn't want to get married, there's usually a very good reason behind it, whether or not they want to admit it.
I absolutely agree with you. I think if people don't want to, if they're in a committed relationship, particularly where there's children involved, and one or the other doesn't want to get married, I think there's something wrong. I think there's a fear.
There's a reason behind it, and if they don't want to tell you about it, then it's obviously something big, and they're ashamed of it or something, but there is a reason behind it. Like, I had my reasons at the beginning, and it was the
psychological reason, yeah.
Absolutely, and the more I got to know my husband now, the more I knew I was going to spend the rest of my life with him, whether or not we got married, you know?
Right, okay.
And he totally changed his mind then as well, after he got to know
me. And did you feel
different
after you got married?
Do you know what? Yes, I did. And
loads
of people. Yeah, it feels lovely.
It's weird, isn't it? It is a weird feeling, all right.
And you know, you're living together for so long, and you don't think anything about marriage, and next thing you get married, and there's that... It's a lovely aura.
It's like a spiritual connection,
Stay there, please, ladies. Let me go to Jeffrey. Jeffrey!
How's it going, Niall?
Anytime I hear the name, I think Rainbow. I'm sorry, I just can't get it out of my head when I hear the name Jeffrey. Rainbow. Do you remember Zippy and Jeffrey and...
Yep, my bungle.
Yep. Sorry, Jeffrey. Go ahead. Is marriage important, Jeffrey?
Not at all. I don't think so myself, personally, anyway.
Right, okay. Are you in a relationship?
I am. I'm in an 11-year relationship.
Right, okay. And what does your missus think?
She's pretty much the same. We probably will end up getting married because...
Jeepers.
I want her to have the same surname as the child. I don't want him growing up asking, why do we have the same last name and Mammy have a different name?
You see,
but then you do think it's important.
Only kind of the social side of it. If I've seen it. I have a friend whose kids ask the same question, and that's why they got married. So I kind of just don't want the same thing for my son, you know?
It's a bit of a blasé attitude towards it, isn't it, really, isn't it? So what? Yeah, I'll just get married if I feel like it. Do you know what I mean? Well, I mean, surely it's a commitment, isn't it?
It is, but I don't. A 20,000 day out on a piece of paper isn't going.
It doesn't cost you 20,000.
It's one piece of paper, and it doesn't have to be 20,000.
It could be 150 quid.
In a registry office, and a friend of mine got married with just four people. You know, it doesn't have to be a huge event.
Jeffrey, if you don't care too much about marriage, apart from getting your son the same, I'm having the same name. Why are you bothering with
the name by default?
Yeah, why are you bothering with the 20,000 marriage? Why bother?
The social side of it.
The social side. So you're doing it for other people?
Yeah, pretty much.
If she changes her name, nobody's going to ask if you got married or not. So why get married at all then? If you're not getting married because you love the person, you want to spend the rest of your life with them, well, then I wouldn't bother.
well, I do love my partner and I don't want to spend the rest of my life with her, but...
Well, then obviously again, you think marriage is important in some form, otherwise you wouldn't be considering it.
Well, not for me, it's not.
Nice.
To be quite honest about it, I mean, I probably not put my point across right or in a good way, but it's just, I've seen both sides of the coin. I've seen marriages that went, I mean, I've been to a divorce party that was almost bigger than the wedding.
But what do you believe the downside to it is?
It can get very messy.
So
I mean, well, if you have
so can separation married, get very messy.
You're with your partner how long? Did you say again?
Nearly 11 years.
And you have children together?
Yeah, one son.
Yeah, well then it's messy anyway. So if you break up, it's going to be messy anyway.
It's messy even if you don't have kids. It's messy to leave any type of relationship.
From a legal point of view, Jeffrey, you have no protection and neither does your wife, or your partner, should I say, sorry, your partner. You still have to go through the whole case, similar to divorce. You'll still have to get a legal separation, even though you're not married, for the sake of the children and for the sake of your assets anyway. So it doesn't make a huge amount of difference. The only difference is the piece of paper that says divorce.
Yeah, I understand that. It's just, I don't see the importance of it. I don't see why people say...
I wouldn't, well, Jeffrey, to be honest with you, you don't sound too excited about it. I wouldn't bother if I was you.
No, neither would I, to be honest. And yeah. If I was your partner and listened to the radio, I wouldn't be getting married to you either. I'm not being bad or anything, but I wouldn't.
Well, I think she feels the same way. So,
well, I understand. I'm not going to take that personally, to be honest. I understand everybody has a different opinion on it, like, you know.
Well, no, I don't think what Donna is saying is it's about your opinion, but it's if you're with somebody and you're really committed to them and you've decided you're going to get married. So I'm thinking, why bother spending €20,000 if you really don't think marriage is a great thing and neither of you are pushed on it? Why not just go into the registry office for the sake, if you want to do it for the sake of your children, and spend £150?
That would be the road I'd rather go down, to be honest with you. I'd rather
well,
just
why don't you? Nobody's
pressuring
you to do
the loved ones there and one or two important people, but it's just...
I wouldn't be bothering impressing other people with a 20 grand marriage. Sorry, Niamh, I'm nearly running out of time, so I've only got 60 seconds. I apologise, Niamh, but marriage is important, Niamh.
Only if both people want it, man. I'm with Jeffrey on this, and I think you're getting a bit of a hard time. If both people want to get married, go and get married. But if I'd rather my partner wanted to marry me, then we'd do it for the sake of it, to be honest.
That's what we're telling Jeffrey.
But I don't think Jeffrey's wrong. I don't think he's...
What I'm saying is, if I was Jeffrey, I just wouldn't bother then. I wouldn't do it just for the... I mean, if your kids want to have the same name, one of you, either Jeffrey or his partner, could change their name by depot.
I just don't think it means he loves his partner any less or his partner...
No, I'm not saying he does. But what I'm...
Just say, change your name by depot, change your last name Facebook, and everyone knows you're married.
Sorry, Jeffrey?
I didn't get the impression that you were making all I love my partner any less because of this thing. I understand where you're coming from, like, you know.
Why bother, Jeffrey? If it's only for that one reason you're getting married, why bother? I wouldn't really bother.
Wait, maybe a registry as opposed to a wedding.
Yeah. But Niamh, it's fair to say, kind of like me, you've been stung. You were married.
No, never.
Oh, that's right. You weren't married, actually. You weren't, no.
Mm-hmm.
Right, no. Okay. Okay, I thought you, the first time round you were married.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, well, look, so, I'm sorry for cutting you a bit short, Niamh, but I just ran right out of time. Jeffrey, listen, Jeffrey, I wish you well, by the way. But, I mean, in your situation, I probably wouldn't bother. You know, if it was just to please other people, you're having a big day. I wouldn't spend the money on other people. I'd only do it if I wanted to do it myself.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.